Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back to another edition of the OHIO podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Buckeye Boggs. That man over there is the wild man, Chris Wilds, and that beautiful face down there. Well, you know him as In The Know, JR. Chris, how you doing tonight, man?
Great, Eric. Great. Having a wonderful weekend this weekend. So, yeah, can't complain. Weather's not been too bad.
Good deal.
To get some things done, so.
Good deal. JR, how you doing this weekend, man?
I'm doing good, man. I had a party last night with my wife, and it was a Taylor Swift listening to the new album party, which, you know, didn't know that till I got there. So, you know, I listened to way more Taylor Swift than I ever have in my life before.
Yeah, I like to torment my third, fourth, fifth grade girls that I teach by saying Taylor Swift is the devil. And she has ruined professional football. So I'm waiting to see how that comes when it comes time for field day and we have the dunk booth opportunity later this in May.
JR, you're not a Swiftie, are you?
Oh, I know. Like I said, that was the most I've ever listened to Swift in my life. And there's a reason my wife didn't tell me that that was what we were going there for.
She tricked you.
Because she knows I would have said, heck no.
Well, guys, I am.
Eric, can I just say that's a lovely cup you're drinking out of?
It is, isn't it? Do you have one as well?
Yeah, I have one here as well. Mm. And these are available on our online store at this time. Only, what, $45 with free shipping to our members. So,
which I went to the post office this week. I got several stories before we get going. I am under the weather. I'm like Michael Jordan, game three. So, going to need Chris and JR to step up here. So, anyways, I went to the post office this week, and we had some members who've reached their month. I have to get their T-shirts out to them, and I did that. If you are a member, you will get your official T-shirt after you've been a member for a month, the official member OHIO podcast T-shirt. So I sent those out. Shipping is really, really expensive these days. My gosh,
yes, it is
expensive. And so shipping on these would probably be somewhere between $15 and $20 and because of the weight. If you get these and you're a member and you get free shipping, guys, that's literally, if I did my math right, 4 months of your membership paid for free shipping. It's paid for your shipping. I mean, that's amazing. $45, double insulated. laser engraved over on the store. Go to the ohiopodcast.com. Go to our website, theohiopodcast.com. Click on the store link. It takes you right to Chris's store where he runs it. Are they under the Ohio Podcast link, or do you have them on the main page, Chris?
They should be under both right now. I believe I put it up on the main page.
Boy,
but it you? Also is – oh.
Okay, go again. We got you back.
Okay. Yeah, it actually should be on both, Eric. We should have it up on the featured items list as well as on the OHIO podcast section.
All right, good deal. We are the official podcast of Fansided and Scarlet and Game. Go over to scarletandgame.com, read a bunch of great articles. You can also read articles over at theohiopodcast.com. We are also the official Ohio State podcast of thecollegehuddle.com, which will be reaching its two-week birthing day, I guess is what we're calling that these days in this world that we live in. Two-week anniversary birthing on Tuesday. Birthing day. Oh, shoot. And
I don't want that visual of how the college huddle came to be.
Things are going. things have been going good over there. Who we got into chat tonight? Scott Young, go Bucks. OH. IO. Eric Osbeck's in the chat. Hey. Where do we contribute to get Ryan Day's bail paid? Oh, wait, never mind.
They can do that in the super chat, right, Eric?
Oh, hey, JR, did you read any of the remarks from in the Twitter thread that from that video, what we did?
No, I didn't read any of the.
Oh, my God.
They
goodness.
All mad?
Yes. We are living rent-free right now.
Yeah, totally. Oh, gosh. If you haven't watched that video, go back and watch
it. I just went to the page to retweet it on Twitter, so I'm looking for it right now.
You know the Buckeye Divided, was that his name or something like that? Or
yeah.
He actually made a two-minute video of the video and reposted it. But Saturday, JR, I actually cut the whole thing up. So beginning to end of that, it's about 5 minutes long. I retweeted it, and it's got a lot of people mad. We got Football Fanatics Podcast. That's Derek. What's up, Derek? Good to have you tonight as well. Ryan Oberst is calling us the three amigos and three awesome amigos. What was the movie? The three amigos, right?
Yeah, the how was it? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Gosh, it's a great movie. They don't make comedy like they used to. Derek,
you can't. Everybody cry.
I'd take a jacket over a t-shirt, but that's just me. Okay, guys, come on. I'm not made of money here.
Maybe next year we can do members-only jackets.
Hey, although we've got a really cool deal working out with a former college football player who has a business where we're going to have some awesome t-shirts. And, Chris, the t-shirt that you and I have talked about for, like, months.
Yep.
It's happening.
It's coming to fruition.
It's coming to fruition. And he said, he's like, dude, you guys are going to sell the heck out of that thing. So, Eric Osbeck just became a member.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Eric. Hey, check it out, man. We were on a dry spell there for like 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. I think Eric Osbeck is number 12. We have 12 members. Awesome. Thank you, buddy. Hey, Eric, go check out the video after this, after tonight. Go check out the video Chris and I did for members only about 3 weeks ago on Ryan Day. You'll love it. Let's see here. I would rather listen to the best darn band in the land than any Taylor Swift. Yes, Jeremiah. I am with you on that one.
Hey, they played Taylor Swift at the spring game.
I was just going to mention that.
So you could listen to both.
That wasn't the real band, though.
They played the music that was made for Taylor Swift.
Right, right.
Come on now. She probably ain't played an instrument.
They spelled Taylor on the field.
Oh, gosh.
That was the only reason I knew. Or was it Trouble? No, they spelled Trouble on the field. Sorry. I knew it was a T word.
I thought when they did that they were going to bust out a little Travis Tritt.
That would have been all right.
I'm so old.
My wife got really excited.
I bet she did. Were you on the home side or visitor side?
We were on the visitor side. There was less people there. And
yeah.
Where he was up in our seats, Eric, which were really the primo seats.
Yeah, that's right. Larry Daniels from sunny, warm Florida. Greetings, Larry. Your t-shirt is in the mail, my man. Jay Thompson says, I'm here. We're glad you're here, Jay. Your t-shirt is in the mail well. How cool was Coach Harbaugh's 15-0 tattoo?
So, is he going to have that altered when they start having their wins vacated? I'm just wondering.
I put an asterisk next to it.
Put an asterisk.
Ryan Wickerham, my guy. Hey, Ryan, we want to do a podcast from your wedding. We want to do actually a live play-by-play of your wedding, like golf announcers do. We'll be real quiet. It'll be great. I think that'd be hilarious.
We can stand at the back. You know, it'll be all right.
In our tuxedo t-shirts. OH, says Ryan. I-O.
I-O.
Eric says JR loves Tay-Tay. You know what I love more than Tay-Tay is tots. I love tots, which yes. brings me up to my next story.
Friday Napoleon! Night,
guess where I got to go, guys?
Well, I know where you went, so it wouldn't be fair for me to answer.
So my dad, my family loves Napoleon Dynamite. It's like a Christmas tradition in the Boggs family to watch Napoleon Dynamite at either Thanksgiving or Christmas. And everybody in the family loves it. And this year for Christmas, I got my dad and my mom tickets for Christmas to go with my wife and I to go watch a viewing of Napoleon Dynamite. And then afterwards, there was a Q&A with Napoleon and Pedro. And we had an absolute blast. Gosh, so much about that movie I learned that I had no idea about. Did you guys know that basically everything on that movie is real? There's only
no,
they only
I had no idea.
They had only one stunt devil. That was when Grandma went flying off of the four-wheeler in the sand dunes. So everything on there that you see is real. They actually had real people playing themselves in the movie. So like the old farmer who couldn't talk, who was did the wedding scene at the end with Kit, that's the real guy. That was really him.
Wow.
Like it was based off him, and they just went and got him to play. The bully at school was the bully at school. They went and got a bully at school, and they're like, we'll just name them the same name and be you. So a lot of good stuff with that. Gosh, it was a lot of fun. But anyways, that was a great weekend, and so glad I got to spend that with my dad and my mom. All right, so what we're going to do tonight, guys, we are going to have our NFL draft extravaganza. Every year we do a mock draft with just the Ohio State guys. We are going to do that in the second half of the show. The first half of the show, though, we're going to talk about some of the Ohio State and Michigan guys in the draft. Let's start right here with this question. JR, I'm going to turn it over to you first. Who is the best player in this year's draft, and why won't he go number one?
Well, the best player is Marvin Harrison Jr., and I'm not – I mean, I know that, like, everybody's going to say, oh, that's such a homer pick, but, like, if there is anybody in this draft that you draft them and you know that they are going to be a highly productive player at the next level, it's Marvin Harrison Jr. He has the pedigree. He has, you know, the family history. He has the body type to do it. I know that there's some Ohio State fans out there that apparently just think he can't get separation. I don't know where that came from. But, I mean, he gets obviously enough separation. He got separation from Will Johnson, where Will Johnson had to tackle him while he was trying to catch the ball in the one game last year. But I think it's obvious it's Marvin Harrison Jr. He's only going to get better once he gets to the league. What, he topped it like 22 miles per hour or something like that. I forget what it was in that one game. I mean, I can't see a hole in his game. You can maybe say, oh, this is an area where he's not as good, but he's still better than, you know, a lot of other players in those areas. So for me, it's Marvin.
Chris?
Yeah, I agree. It's Marvin Harrison. Sadly, we're just in such a quarterback-driven league at the NFL level that, you know, I don't think that if there's a viable quarterback at number one, then anybody's going to pass on him unless it's for a top-tier edge rusher. You know, those are the two positions that seem to always get that number one pick is either the edge rusher or the quarterback. But Marvin Harrison, by far, I think is the most – bust resistant candidate in the NFL draft.
I agree. Unfortunately, it's hard to take a wide receiver, you know, really high in the draft, because if you think about it, even in a big game, he's only going to touch the ball, what, 10 times max? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can use him as a decoy, and it'll help your offense and everything else, but I don't know, guys. That one just seems it's hard, you know?
In today's modern day of, like, college football – well, not just college football, obviously NFL football, like, you get enough attention to you, and that's going to open up your other guys. I mean, there's a reason why guys like T. Higgins look so good on a team with Ja'Marr Chase, right? I mean, I'm not trying to say T. Higgins isn't good. T. Higgins is a good player, but there's a reason why he looks even better after Ja'Marr Chase got there than he looked before. There's a reason why who's another receiver? CeeDee Lamb. Why the guys around him, once CeeDee Lamb got there and started to get his reputation, that those other guys started to play better. I mean, I can't think of the Cowboys wide receivers, but I know that there were multiple guys that looked better after CeeDee Lamb got there and really got his big name. So I do think that one really good wide receiver can change your entire wide receiver core. So maybe he's not touching the ball 10 times, like you said, but I do think that every time that guy drops back to pass, if you're a smart offensive coordinator, and that's the trick, you got to have a smart offensive coordinator, you can really make it happen.
Well, and you look to take Debo Samuel for an example. You know, you may get 10 throw or 10 reception attempts, but you may get two or three carries out of a wide receiver. Now, he's not going to line up in the backfield like Debo will do from time to time, but there's no saying you might not see him on a jet sweep or something like that.
That's really not Marvin's game, though. That's more a Mecca, but I see what you're saying there. Eric Osbeck, could you imagine if Fields had Marvin Harrison a good O-line? See, this is where I got angry at Chicago for what they did to Justin.
Yeah.
You could have had Justin Fields and Marvin Harrison for the next 8 to 10 years. You mean to tell me you couldn't build a team around that, but yet you're moving on already? Like, that to me, that shows complete disarray for that entire organization to do that. To not only to Justin, but just to your fans. You had the guy, man. You had Justin, and you could have given him the number one target for 8 to 10 years, and then grow and build around that on your offense. Dumb. So quite frankly, the Chicago Bears deserve everything that they're going to be getting their way when Williams goes in there and becomes a complete prima donna.
I mean, this is why they've not had success though, right?
Exactly.
Like, they don't know how to, like, you can draft a good player, but there are ways about having a good player have success around you. Thankfully, Justin Fields is going to the Steelers now. You know, he's going to probably go and be the backup, but Russell Wilson's not going to last forever, and I think the Steelers are pretty smart. Unfortunately, they just didn't draft good quarterbacks, and you can only do so much with a quarterback that's not good. But, I mean, I think they put the right pieces around guys, and hopefully they'll do the same thing with Justin Fields. Who knows? Justin Fields might beat out Russell Wilson. I think Justin Fields is a younger, better version anyway, and I think Russell Wilson was really, really bad in Denver. And I guess not really, really bad. He was not nearly as good as he was before, and he's getting older, so he's just getting worse.
You may see Justin carry that clipboard for a year, but I'll tell you what, next year he will be their starter, and they are going to be stacked around him. It's going to be a good team.
Doesn't he only have a one-year deal, though?
He does, but they will re-sign him. I'm bank on it.
I feel like you do that with a backup quarterback just to, like, see how he is in the locker room, see how he interacts with the guys. And, I mean, everything we know about Justin, he's going to knock that out of the park, right?
Yeah. Still irritates me to my soul that Cleveland let him go to Pittsburgh for a number 6 pick, not didn't cough up a number 5 to get him.
Wow. Look at this. Is the good chef. Look at this comparison. Fields will have a Cordell Stewart Steelers career. That's not bad.
I think he'll have a better career than that with the Steelers.
You think? Eric agrees with you. I agree with Chris. They will keep him for the long haul, he says. Okay. I didn't mean for this to become a Justin Fields conversation, but I just feel I feel bad for the guy when he went to Chicago because they're terrible. Yeah, exactly, Jay. Justin was a victim of circumstance in Chicago. Let's talk about JJ for a second. JJ McCarthy.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah, we do. Because they live rent-free in our head. And we have only built the success of this show off the back of Michigan fans. That's what I heard this weekend, too. The OHIO podcast is only successful because of them. That's how.
Well, didn't you know there's only – it's only been because of them anything has happened since 2021.
Correct. J.J. McCarthy.
This entire decade.
Please. There. Someone explain to me how in the world – I'll start with you, Jay. Or start with you, JR. How in the world is this guy going to be a top five pick? Every mock draft I look at, it's either he's like going fourth or third or one where he fell to 10th, looks like. But just about everybody's got him in the top five.
I don't think he will be. I think that this is kind of your standard, you know, kind of draft mumbo jumbo that happens, right? I mean, we saw it with Will Levis last year. We saw how fake that stuff is. The dude didn't go until the second pick in the second round. I mean, and they were talking about him being the second pick overall over CJ Stroud. Like, at a certain point, it just becomes asinine. It just becomes completely ridiculous. I don't think it'll be ridiculous to see it be Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or Jake May and Jaden Daniels flipped, one of those two. I think that's most likely going to happen. But, I mean, you tell me Minnesota, like, they – you really are going to go from Kirk Cousins to J.J. McCarthy. Maybe I have too much trust in the NFL and how much those front office people get paid, but there is nothing on tape. There is nothing. And I'm, you know, an amateur draft scout, whatever. There is nothing on tape that supports that J.J. McCarthy is anything close to what Kirk Cousins will be right out of the gate. Maybe he will be later on. I think J.J. McCarthy's best situation is to get drafted, sit for a little while, maybe like a Green Bay situation. He might be okay after that. But he's not going to come in as a first-year starter and tear up the league.
No.
Matty Butcher, this tells me that you're more of a Buckeye fan than you are a Giants fan. I love it. Cheers to you, my man. Go ahead, Chris.
Let me just say, I'm with JR. I don't think he is a top five pick. I do think someone is going to waste a first-round pick on him. I do think that his physical tools and the success – number-wise, as far as the team success in college has garnered him a lot of attention. But if you look at him in his comparison to these other quarterbacks, he is not an elite quarterback. He's never passed for 3,000 yards in a season at the collegiate level. He's never thrown for 25 touchdowns in a season at the collegiate level. His career completion percentage is below 68%. I mean, what about those numbers are first-round pick? I mean, really. You know, the other potential first-round quarterbacks are all guys with at least one 3,500-yard season under their belt, at least a 35-touchdown season under their belt. Yeah, somebody's going to spend a first-round pick on J.J. McCarthy, and I feel sorry for that fan base because – he's not going to be worth it.
Woods, Water, Mizzou. Good to see you tonight here, Skeeter. I've heard it's more to do with next year's draft class of QBs and it's forcing someone to reach this year. Hold on. Honda McCord's in next year's draft class. He threw a touchdown in the spring game.
Oh, yeah. And you know,
he's amazing.
He hit him. He hit that one in stride, but did you notice the receiver had to turn around like this to catch that pass that was in stride?
I'm just glad he gets to face Syracuse's defense and not Ohio State's defense.
I don't know. Todd, I don't know about that. Caleb is the only QB worth burning a first-round pick on this year. Any other is wasting first-round draft. I don't know how to even choose Caleb Williams if I was picking first. I'll be honest.
I really like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. That's who I like. It's Jaden Daniels.
He's a little slight, and I think that hurts him because he's not got a real big frame. But you know what? Lamar was pretty slight when he came in his first year, too. I think I don't know that he has that kind of potential, but it could be there. I mean, he is a pretty solid guy. He's got a great downfield arm. He's got good mobility. Obviously can make plays happen with his legs. I think that Jaden is the best of the quarterbacks in the draft this year.
I agree with you guys on that one. I just think Caleb Williams is a prima donna. And, I mean, his ceiling is probably what, Cam Newton? Maybe.
I mean, I have my
– although Cam thinks a lot of himself.
But there's a lot of comparison between the two and how they act.
I think similar Caleb Williams that I did of Bryce Young, and the fact that I think, you know, my thoughts on Bryce Young were right, and also Bryce Young went to the Panthers, which just nobody's going to succeed at the Panthers. So, you know, that's unfortunate for him, I suppose. But
Caleb's going to go to the Bears.
Well, and that's what I'm going to say. Like, he's going to go to the Bears where it's not been much better. But, Caleb Williams, like, he doesn't make the first read and get the ball out like he should most times. He tries to play too much hero ball. And I think at a certain point, like, I think that limits your QB development. I think that you can play really good, you know, exciting ball, but I just don't think that stuff works in the NFL. Just like I didn't think that, you know, guys like RG3 would work in the NFL. They would be good for a while, but they'd eventually get hurt. And I just think that this kind of like new generation of quarterbacks that we're seeing where it's like run around in the backfield until somebody runs wide open. Guess what? Yeah. Guys don't run wide open nearly as much in the NFL as they do in college, number one. And number two, guys on the defensive line are much bigger, much faster, and will take your head off if you're back there. So I just don't see it working. Caleb Williams is bigger, so who knows? That might work in his favor. But
all right. Good question, Skeeter. It's not really a question. It's a statement, but I'm going to take a question from it. Who is the quarterback in this class that might become like a afterthought but might be really good? Like such, like say Penix Jr., Bo Nix, someone like that. I like Penix Jr. personally.
So do I.
I think he's a gamer, but I don't know that his game is going to translate to the NFL necessarily. And I think he's a kind of injury prone as well. Yeah. He gets one big hit, he might break. Bo Nix is a gamer, but his size kind of worries you a little bit. You guys got one? Is there a quarterback in this draft that kind of you think can surprise everybody?
Well, you know, 2 years ago, there was a quarterback ranked above C.J. Stroud by PFF. And, you know, PFF's been all over J.J. McCarthy. So, obviously, these guys are really, really right. Spencer Rattler, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm
please
totally
tell
kidding.
Me you're kidding me.
Yeah. Oh my I can gosh. Only get it out that long without laughing.
He's got a great name, but.
Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Now, for me, I'll tell you what. I don't know that there is a great elite quarterback in this class. I think Jaden Daniels has the best potential, but, you know, Caleb's got all the hype. I do like Drake May.
He's not a surprise pick, though. He's a top.
He's not really a surprise, no. I mean, but, you know, you're talking about if you had to put that, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to you know, press me for one of these guys that I think could be a success, it's probably Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I think he's got the experience. I think he's got the ability. Like you said, the size scares me a little, but, you know, I feel like he's the best of that second tier.
He's a gamer, man. He's such a gamer. And I think that can still translate. Cool. Good conversation. Let's not talk too much more about that. All right. One more question before we jump over to our game. What school will have the most draft picks overall? And which school will have the most first round draft picks? JR?
This is the question I looked the least at because my daughter was trying to do a trampoline exercise this afternoon. I hate to say it, but it's probably going to be Michigan. Like they had 18 players. No, not for both. Okay. No, they're not going to have any more than maybe one, maybe two first round draft picks. Who's that DB? Was Sanders still? I think he might go first round. Or somebody else if it's not him. Anyway, Yeah, no, I think Michigan will probably have the most. We'll see. You know, they had 18 guys in the combine or whatever. I guess that's what you get when everybody stays for like their sixth or seventh year and then they all leave at the same time. So, I mean, as much as it is a product, you know, yes, they cheated and they were able to get make their guys look a little bit better. It was also a product of everybody just stuck around. And then as far as like the most first round picks, I don't know. I haven't looked that closely at it. My first inclination is Georgia. but I think Alabama might be up there as well. I don't know. Chris, you might have a better answer on that than me.
Actually, I've got the same two. Well, I've got Michigan as well. I think, like you said, they had 18 guys in the combine. That's five more than any other team. They are coming off of a national title run, whether it's legit or not. And then, obviously, I think Jim Harbaugh being a coach now in San Diego will also factor into that as well. I think you may see him, especially in the late rounds, if there's Michigan guys on the board. He may take those guys. As far as the most picks, I got to go with Alabama. I think they got four in the first round. I think you're going to see the cornerback Terrion Arnold, as well as the other corner, and probably the best name in college football, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think you'll probably see those two guys go first round. I think their edge rusher, Dallas Turner, probably goes first round, as well as offensive tackle J.C. Latham.
Yeah, actually, I agree with you guys. I've got the team up north with the most picks. I've got Alabama with the most first-round picks. It's usually Alabama or Georgia gets that distinction if Ohio State can't jump up there and do it. And it's usually whichever one just had, you know, had the better team that year. And last year it was Alabama. Next year it'll probably be Georgia. Ooh, great question. Let's add this one in. Skeeter, you wanna just throw me show notes next week? These are great questions, man. Who will be the highest drafted Buckeye next year? Jack Sawyer has all the tools from what I saw in the Cotton Bowl.
Denzel Burke, ooh, maybe.
My inclination would probably be towards Denzel, but you know what? If JT or Jack, either one, has a big year, you know, like I said, if it's not a quarterback, it's the edge rushers they take early. So I think either one of those would be a viable candidate as well. Running backs are going to be a great position for us, but they don't draft running backs early anymore.
Right. What if I
think Travion and Quinshon will go one and two running backs, though. Sorry, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, they have. I agree with you, JR. They have the potential to do that if they both have good years. What if I told you Emeka Egbuka was a top five pick next year?
I would be surprised at that.
If he stays injury free, yeah.
Yeah. Good question. You know what would it? Well, if Jack Sawyer is the first Buckeye taken next year, that's a really good sign that we had a really good year on the defensive line, which is good for us. So great question. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to do it. We're going to have our fifth annual Ohio State mock draft, and it's something you all can participate in, and we want to encourage you to do so. We will explain that in just a second. Just hold on tight.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The OHIO podcast is brought to you by Mastermind. Mastermind specializes in 360-degree, high-definition mobile video mapping, GIS integration, and traffic safety studies. Mastermind cares about traffic safety and keeping you safe on the roadway. Visit Mastermind at onlinemastermind.com.
All right, guys, here's how we are going to do this. Again, fifth year we've done this. We want to thank all of you for being here. Go check out the OHIOpodcast.com website. Go to the store. Buy you one of these, $45, double insulated. Got the drinking sip thing on the top, man. Support the channel. If you are a member, which only costs $3.99 a month, you can get free shipping on these, all right? And if you don't know how to become a member, just go to our YouTube channel, hit the join button. It's only $3.99 a month. After you've been a member for 1 month, you'll get a free member t-shirt. We will send that to you in the mail, and you can get access to videos, behind-the-scenes videos, videos that are only for members. You'll get some cool little emojis that are made. One of the emojis we have is Michigan's color is an asterisk. I love to throw that emoji when people make comments. We have the M with the X through it, the red X through it for that one. Of course, we have our logo and a really cool Brutus and Shades. So nice, cool emojis that you can use. If you're a member, check those out in the chat. Throw some of those emojis up there in the chat if you're a member on the YouTube side of things for us, guys. It looks like our scoopers are in the house. Sean Schrock is here. Adam Dowling is here. Eric Osbeck. Just ask me. So easy, even I became a member. There you go, man. That's awesome. Okay, so here's how we're going to do this, guys. Every year, we play a game where we do a mock with just the Ohio State guys. You will predict which round... which draft number, and which team that player goes to. If you get all three right, you will get an extra bonus points, 5 extra bonus points if you get all three right. And you get 5 points per correct prediction. So, for instance, let's say you got the right round and the right team, but you didn't get the right number. You got 10 points there. If you got all three, that'd be 20 points. The points add up through the draft, and if there's a Buckeye who doesn't get drafted, you can say, won't get drafted. He'll be a undrafted free agent and tell and predict which team that Buckeye will go to. Last year, one of the listeners for the first time beat either Chris or I in this. So one of the listeners won, and that listener won an autograph of, I forget who it was. It was a big time autograph.
Yeah.
Can't remember who it was now. I think it might have been Garrett Wilson autograph.
Possibly, yeah.
I think it was Garrett. Anyways, all you have to do is submit your predictions via email. Email them to me at theohiopodcast@gmail.com. Player name, round, pick number, team. And we're going to give those to you now so that you can play along with us at home, write them down, email them in. If you're putting them in the chat, I don't have time to write everybody's down because I'm also putting these guys down as well. And email those to me before the draft starts, which is this Thursday, I believe.
Yes.
This Thursday is round one. Round two and three is Friday, and then four through whatever is Saturday. All right, sound good? Everybody clear on what we're doing? All right, here we go. Now, since JR is first, we're going to allow JR to go first. So, JR, I sent you guys, I think it was 9 different Buckeyes that we're going to choose from. I will let you choose tonight. We used to draw the name. I'll let you choose which Buckeye you want to take, and you can give us your prediction. Chris, you'll go second, and then I'll go third. And if you want to elaborate on why you picked the team or round or number, please do so. JR, you're up first. Go for it.
I feel like we already talked about him, so I might as well just start with him, kind of get him out of the way. But Marvin Harrison Jr., I think that he'll be drafted 4th overall to the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know if there's going to be a trade or anything like that. I guess somebody could be dumb enough to trade up to 4 and take McCarthy. You know, God bless them if they do, I suppose, and that might mess things up. But I still think the Cardinals have their eyes set on Marv. So if nothing else, I feel good about that pick.
I also have him going in the first round, pick number 4. I'm going the same way that JR did with Arizona, but there have been rumblings of the Jets possibly trying to trade up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. to pair with Garrett Wilson.
Ooh, that would be saucy.
The Jets are my new favorite team if that happens. The Colts aren't worth anything, so.
That would give old Aaron Rodgers a good combo for his last season or two.
There's a part of me that would love to see the Colts get him just because of nostalgia reasons.
Yeah.
And then someday Arch Manning shows up there as well. And you have the Manning-Harrison connection all over again. That would be so cool. But it's not going to happen because he's going to go.
You're going to make me fall in love,
Eric. Yeah, I would become a Colts fan if that happened. Come on. Yeah. I'm going to agree with you guys. He goes for round 1, pick 4 to Arizona, and I'm not mad about that. Arizona's got Paris Johnson Jr. there. They can start to build kind of a nice little Buckeye nest over there in the Sunshine State of Arizona or whatever they call that state. I forget what the nickname of the state is. Sunshine State's Florida. I know that, so don't at me. But that would be nice little retirement home for us Buckeyes, you know? Go to Arizona, get to watch them. So that'd be cool. But I agree with you guys. All right, Chris, you're going to go up next. Feel free to pick whichever guy you want.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go with – we talked about him briefly earlier. Let's make you happy, Eric. Let's go with Cade Stover.
Yes, make me happy. Come on.
I've got Cade Stover going in round 3.
Mm-hmm.
Pick number 80.
Mm-hmm.
To the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh! If that were to happen, dude. If that were to happen.
It's a little bit of a reach, but they need tight end help, and I think that he's...
So he's Chris, there, take him. I wish I could share this with you without taking us off the screen, but all I know how to do is share my screen and it would take everybody off. I would show you all my picks, but I don't want to also reveal all of my predictions.
We are usually pretty close.
We are dead on again. I got Cade Stover, round 3, pick 80 to the Cincinnati Bengals. It might be a pipe dream, but I sure hope that happens, man. What you got, JR, on Stover?
I would love to see that happen as well. Unfortunately, I think that Cade will probably go 4th round. And I know that I shared one of my other picks with you guys, and it disgusted you. So this one will probably disgust you as well. So prepare your ears. But like I said, round 4. No, not San Diego. Round 4, pick number 103 to the Patriots. See Farmer Gronk come in where Gronk used to be.
Okay. That makes a little bit of sense now you said it that way. Yeah. Fisherman's wanting us to pick Hall. Let's do it. Okay. I'm up next. That's what I will go with here. So let's see here. I have Mike Hall Jr. going round 2, pick number 54 to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, let it be so. JR, I would be okay with that.
I know you would. JR, you're up.
Guys, there was a defensive tackle that was a little bit undersized at one point, and didn't he just retire? So why not just bring in the next one of them? Give me Michael Hall Jr., round two, pick number 52 to the Rams.
Rams.
Well, we're all in the same ballpark. We're all in the 50s, at least. I've got Michael Hall Jr. going round two, pick number 59. To the Houston Texans.
Ooh. Wow, that'd be awesome.
That's a good landing spot for him too.
I will say, I want to make this note. I'm being a little bit hopeful he'll squeak into round two. I think it's more likely he's probably in round three, which I don't like because I think that his talent is better than that. But I think his lack of consistency and injuries a little bit here and there, I think that the NFL teams are going to maybe frown upon that a little bit. So I'm picking round two to be hopeful, but round three is probably more likely.
All right, JR, you're up next. Pick a player.
Oh, let's see. Let's go with Tommy Eichenberg. I will go with round five, draft number 159 to the Swifties, Kansas City.
Wow, we're close to there. We're close again. I also have him going round five. I've got him at 162, joining Marvin Harrison Jr. in Arizona.
That would be awesome, too.
Ooh, I kind of like that. All right, Tommy Two Thumbs. Let's see here. I've got Tommy going round four. So here we differ a little bit. I actually have him going round four, pick 119 to the team that I think would just – I'd hate it. Trust me, I'd hate this, but it makes so much sense. To the Steelers. Doesn't he look like a Steeler?
Like a Steeler. Yeah.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Let's see what the chat is. Let's catch up on the chat a little bit. Brian Oberst, I believe Stover could be a round two pick. He could be. Hall will go in the third round, says Donald and Karen. Ooh, Fisherman, he's a lot lower on Cade. He says Cade will be a fourth to fifth rounder.
I could see him sneaking up to the third, but yeah, fifth is like worst case scenario.
He won't be there in the fifth round. I guarantee that.
Okay, moving on. I think, Chris, you are up next to go first here. Pick who you
want. Well, let's go with Tommy's linebacker partner, Steel Chambers.
Okay.
I have Steel Chambers going round six. Pick number 155. To the team you just mentioned, Derek, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hold on. He can't be pick 155 if he's in the sixth.
195, I'm sorry, 195.
Okay, gotcha. 195 to Pittsburgh. Gosh, you know, man, he does put you in a little bit of mind of
Ryan
Shazier went there, right? Ryan Shazier played Pittsburgh. Steel Chambers, I got him sixth round. As well, going four picks before that, though. 191 to the Colts.
It is honestly crazy how close we are on some of these.
What do you got?
I have Steel Chambers, round six, number 196 to the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, another Ram, huh?
Yep.
They're going Buckeyes on you this year.
They're the new Saints, all right? Give them to me.
Let's see here. Ike will go to the Steelers. He's projected to go there in most draft boards. Okay. Very good. And Fisherman says Steel, seventh, undrafted free agent. Oh, man. His versatility to me is why he gets drafted.
His athleticism gets him there, yeah.
Skeeter, y'all wrong. Well, I got to read this like Skeeter. Y'all are wrong. All these picks and no Saints. Y'all forgot how Mickey Loomis loves his bucket. Is Mickey the GM there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Skeeter, I'm going to be honest with you, bro, which I know Skeeter's a Saints fan. I don't know a lot about the NFL, brother. I don't.
I mean, as a Bengals fan, that says it all right there.
Exactly. Like, I grew up obviously loving the Buckeyes, and Sunday was spent more of like taking naps because the Bengals were so bad they put you to sleep. So, yeah, that's just how it is, man. All right, I think I'm up next. I'm going to let the chat pick who they want me to see draft next. We've got Mayan Williams, Matthew Jones, Josh Proctor, Xavier Johnson. Who does the draft want to see next? Let me know.
Who does the chat want to see next?
Yeah. Yep. Who does the chat want us to draft next out of those four? Williams. Brian Oberst. Mayan Williams it is. All right, here we go. I've got Mayan Williams going to round number 7, pick number 236 to the Jaguars. You're up, Jags. JR.
I am probably too high on Mayan Williams, but I love Mayan Williams, and I think that he's such a fun player. So I'm going to go with the 6th round, number 210, to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
So he kind of fell out of favor a little bit in Columbus the last season, and there were some injury concerns. Guys, I got him going undrafted.
Okay.
I think that he ends up signing with Cincinnati.
He is from Cincinnati.
He's from Cincinnati. I think he signs as an undrafted free agent.
Hey, Bengals get him as an undrafted free agent. That's a win.
Originally, I had him. I had thoughts of the Colts or possibly San Diego, but that happened pre the Joe Mixon trade.
Right.
And I think Donald, they're going to need extra running back help.
And Donald and Karen, as a Bengals fan, I can attest you are not wrong about this comment. Even we call them the Bungles. So,
got Joe Burrow now, though. Joe Burrow's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when he's not hurt, when he's playing, right? Okay, JR, you are up next, man. We've got 3 different guys to choose from.
Well, I don't want to pick somebody that I have going undrafted, so I will pick Josh Proctor, round 6, pick number 178, to the Steelers.
Another Steelers pick, man. Ugh. Okay, Chris, you're up. Josh Proctor.
Josh Proctor, I like him going round 6 as well. But I like him going at number 219 to the Green Bay Packers, who have won Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator.
Okay, I'm trying to remember.
A little overlap.
Trying to remember. Yeah, I think he started that year. Because if you recall, when the very next year, when Jim Knowles came in, he got benched right away. Yep. Like he started that year for Hafley. Good call. Wow. Fisherman says Proctor is the only other one that could be drafted, and which is why I do believe he gets drafted. I have him going in the 5th round. I know that might be a little high, but I've heard some people talking that he's tested really well, got some GMs interested. 5th round, 148 to the Raiders. I feel like he looks like a Raider.
He could be a Raider.
He could be a Raider. Yeah.
Raiders.
Yeah. And Fisherman, man, he's all over. Proctor. Proctor was a freshman in 2019.
Yep.
All right. I believe you're up next, Chris. We got 2 guys left. We have Xavier Johnson and we have Matthew Jones.
All right. Well, I've got Matthew Jones. I've got him going in round 7. A lot of people have him as an undrafted free agent. I think there's some teams out there who need some interior line help. One of those being the team that holds the 243rd pick, the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, man, they drafted. I'd put in clowns. I'm sorry. That was a total mistake on my part. That was a Freudian slip. They drafted 2 Buckeyes last year.
They got Whipler, they got DeJuan. So.
Yeah. I'm next. So Matthew Jones, I have going undrafted, and I have him going to the Washington, whatever they are now. Are they the Generals or football Commanders? Team? Commanders, is that what they are?
The Redskins, yeah. Again.
Yeah. I still want to call them the Redskins. Shoot me. All right, Matt Jones, go up. JR, you're up with Matt Jones.
I'm going to go undrafted and, you know, hey, just for Skeeter, send him to the Saints.
There you go. There you go. Oh, gosh. All right. So that means we got one guy left. Oh, Chip Fisherman. That's harsh. Jones, he's got going to the UFL. That was harsh.
Hey, that's like taking the field. Like that's a really good pick, though. You get points for picking the entire league he goes to.
He will get signed as an undrafted free agent for a tryout, dude. You know he will. He's going to get at least a tryout. Come on. He's got something. He can do something that a lot of linemen cannot do. He can play both guard and center.
Yep.
Again, versatility.
I almost wonder if he was better without the center tape on. That was really, really bad.
The center tape was not good.
But that's not all his fault.
That Missouri game might have been the least fun I've ever had. Oh, not ever, but
you I've know, had. Skeeter's about to make a comment now.
It's fine.
Obviously.
I take nothing against Missouri. They won the game fair and square. They took advantage of what they had to take advantage of, and they won. That's good for them. But Justin Fry, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's all I need to say. I'll get off on a tangent. Sorry.
It's all good, man. It's all good. All right, this next guy, Xavier Johnson. Let's talk about him for a second, man. Outside of maybe Cade Stover and Marvin Harrison Jr. in this draft, if there's one Buckeye in my heart of hearts that I want to see succeed in the NFL, it's Xavier Johnson. The kid deserves it, man. Yeah. That guy went from walk-on to scholarship to being a contributor. Remember was it the Georgia game? He was playing running back?
Running back, yeah.
And did great. I mean, he's the ultimate Swiss Army knife. There's not a doggone thing that kid can't do. I would love to see him get drafted. I don't think it's going to happen. I got him going undrafted, and I, of course, want to see Cincinnati pick him up. I believe he's a Cincinnati kid, so why not give him a chance down there with the Bungles, right? All right, let's see. I think you're up next, JR.
Yeah, I got Xavier Johnson going undrafted as well. Here's the thing. I think Xavier Johnson could have one of the longest careers out of any of these Buckeyes in the draft because I think he goes undrafted and he goes and picks up somewhere as just like a super special teams guy for somebody. I mean, great locker room guy, great just attitude. Like, you throw him on special teams, he's going to work his butt off every single day. I would not be surprised if someday we hear Xavier Johnson being a team captain in the NFL at some point for like special teams or something like that. And I do think it helps too. The NFL is not going to keep their special team situation going for much longer. They're going to change something with the way football's going nowadays. They're going to change kickoffs or punts or something like that. I don't know what they're going to change, but they're going to change something on that. And Xavier Johnson's going to go somewhere. Everybody's saying the Browns, so I'll say the Browns too.
There you go. All right. Man of the people, JR is.
Yeah.
Chris, what you got for our man X?
Guys, I think his versatility, his leadership. I'm going to say he's drafted.
All right, man.
And I think he's going to be a late sixth round pick.
Whoa. All right.
I think he goes 206 to, get ready for this, Brian, the Cleveland Browns. I really like it. I think his versatility, his leadership, like JR says, the special teams aspect of it, this guy has a lot of potential.
All right. I got to ask you, Chris, though, if he goes to Cleveland as a sixth-round pick, as a Browns fan, are you not a little bit upset knowing you probably could have got him as an undrafted free agent then?
No, because I don't want to take that risk.
Okay, that he would go someone to another team?
Or that he slides off, or that somebody slides in and makes him Mr. Irrelevant, you know? Gets him with the last pick.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with you on it. I mean, if that happens, that's awesome. All right, so here's the deal, guys. You guys just saw what we did. Take a few minutes. Do it yourself. The nine guys that are potential draftees of Ohio State. I'll go over them again for you real fast if you need to write these down. or you could always just go back and watch the video, right? Marvin Harrison Jr., Mayan Williams, Cade Stover, Matthew Jones, Tommy Eichenberg, Steel Chambers, Josh Proctor, Michael Hall Jr., Xavier Johnson. Those are the nine Buckeyes we are choosing. Give me the round, the pick, number, the team. Let me know if he goes undrafted and what team he would go to if you don't think he gets drafted. We will accumulate points. We will keep track of those points during the draft. It's a fun way of watching the draft as an Ohio State fan. And we will give a prize to whoever is the winner. We will announce that winner next Sunday. We will send that prize to you. We have some great autographs we can give. I actually got some new memorabilia this week given to me from the 2002 National Championship game. Some posters from the Columbus Dispatch that they produced. I think the Columbus Dispatch made about, I think it was like 2,000 posters of their front page from the 2002 National Championship. I got my hands on one of those. So maybe we can give away one of those or an autograph. We'll give you some options. We'll let you choose if you win, all right? And then we will keep those points. We'll tally them. We'll be posting them on our social media sites, Facebook over at The Ohio Podcast or on Twitter at The Ohio Pod. And we'll be letting everybody know how everybody's doing in the running there. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know. Email me those. You got to email them to me at theohiopodcast@gmail.com. theohiopodcast@gmail.com. And we will see who wins, see who's the smartest man in the draft. All right. I think that's it, guys. Anything else?
Can I bring up two things really fast?
Go for it.
All right. Number one, we can talk about this if we want to. We kind of made jokes about it earlier. And that's fine. I don't mind joking about it, but like, guys, be nice to Kyle McCord this year. I have people literally in my comments talking about how he's like a SOB and all this. I'm all for joking about it, but, and trust me, I was the one tweeting, you know, that he needed to move on and stuff like that. But like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's like, just the guy went to Syracuse. He moved on like a lot of us wanted to. Let's just give him space and let him do his thing. He might go to the NFL someday. He might not. I tend to think he probably will get a chance at some point, but you know, there's no reason to, I've seen some Ohio State fans like in the Syracuse, Twitter, like talking about how terrible he is and stuff. Like, I don't know, for me, I just don't think we need to keep going after somebody after they leave. That's just me. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that, but that's just me.
Ooh.
I don't mind joking about it, but yeah.
I don't know if I agree with this.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think I agree with that, but you know, I definitely agree with what JR is saying, you know. Wait, yeah, joke about it.
There is a scenario where this is true. We're running the football. We're running the football so well that Will Howard
has JJ McCarthy numbers.
Similar number, yeah, similar numbers there. And McCord is having to throw the football all the time. So he'll have like 350 yards with two touchdowns and three picks type of stat line.
That's possible.
That is possible. But, okay, JR, I'll be nicer. I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. No, like I said, I don't care about joking. I think it's fun to joke about it. But when you're literally going over to the Syracuse Twitter page just to talk crap about him, like,
I wouldn't do that.
That's too far. Too far for me.
You got too much time on your hands if that's the case.
We did this already, Fisherman. That schedule is the easiest. It might be the easiest in all of Division I football, not just the ACC. They avoid North Carolina, Clemson, Notre Dame, and one of the other good teams in the ACC.
Miami.
I'm not thinking of
Miami.
No, they play Miami at the end of the year.
Yeah.
There's another good one that they're avoiding.
Florida State?
Yeah, they avoid Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their toughest game is Miami.
Yes.
And then we were saying we believe the third toughest game on their schedule, third or fourth toughest game on their schedule is Ohio University.
Yeah, the third number we had.
Yeah. I kid you not.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, no, I just had a question for you, JR. It was one actually that was brought up in the chat a minute ago. I know we're a football podcast, but I got to ask.
Oh, this is what I was going to bring up, yeah.
Felix Akpara. What are you feeling about that, man?
I always liked Felix, man. He was a really good defender, and I felt like he had – I mean, I never saw him take a playoff. Well, there was one game when Chris Holtmann was there that I felt like he started kind of quitting, but I think everybody had quit at that point because everybody
including
was tired
Holtmann,
of –
Holtmann, probably.
Yeah. And I think that was the game when Holtmann went into the press conference and they were asking him questions, and he was literally just looking at him like, yeah, got to do better. Got to fix it. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I forget which press conference it was, but we got to go back and watch that.
Northwestern.
Yeah.
Was that it?
I think it was
Northwestern. My gosh. Yeah, I remember watching that. I'm like, this is so painful to watch. But, yeah, no, I'm sad to see Felix leave. I think that Bradshaw has a better overall talent. I think that you can teach defense a little bit better than you can teach some of the offensive stuff that Felix was trying to learn. He was just too raw to pick that up as quickly. So I'm happy we have Bradshaw. I would rather Felix leave than Bradshaw. But, I mean, I always liked Felix, so I can't say I'm happy he's gone.
I really wanted to see both of them on the floor at the same time because I think that's desperately something that is missing in college basketball, is having two big men on the floor at one time. It creates such a mismatch problem for teams and really can open up the outside for your good shooters when teams have to concentrate on doubling and tripling the post because you have two big guys in there. No one does it anymore because the game has changed so much. So,
and if you do, they're a stretch four. They're not really an actual down in the post big guy, you know.
What in the world? Is this El Dog? El Dog. Getting rid of McCord was OSU biggest mistake. Was OSU big OSU's apostrophe S.
I'm going to just go out on a limb here. It's got to be a Michigan fan based on the poor grammar.
Based on the fact, yeah. It's got to be.
Again, it's got to be.
El Dog come to troll. Gosh, so bad.
Fisherman's reading my mind again. I was going to bring it up. Townsend and Pryor, man. Those are two guys to watch out for. Townsend will probably be deciding this week from everything I hear. Ohio State leads right now. Ohio State has put together, if not the best, the second best NIL offer out there for him. So I think Townsend is leading Ohio State right now, but you never know. This stuff can get fishy and stuff like that can happen. So he'll probably announce sometime this week, and then we'll see what happens with Pryor. I don't know as much about him.
And Townsend have a connection to the kid we just got from San Diego State?
Yeah, they like played together at Oakland at some point like that. I forget exactly what it was. Yeah. I was talking to somebody about it the other day. I just forgot.
Is Townsend the one from Toledo?
No, from Oakland.
Okay.
Oakland was a team that beat Kentucky, and he was like their star player.
But he wasn't the kid that made all the threes, though.
No, that was Jack. I forget what his last name was. But, yeah, I think he works for Barstool now.
Of course. What about who's Pryor? Where's he from?
University of South Florida, USF. The kid plays with a lot of energy.
Is he the tall white guy?
Like, yeah, the blonde hair with the headband.
Yeah, I watched him. He's a little unorthodox.
He's very energetic, though. Yeah. Super, super high motor. Yeah, I would love if we got Pryor.
Chris Gent 2.0.
Yeah. I think he's taller than Gent was.
I think he's 6'10".
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah.
He's pretty athletic for his size. But he's kind of hot and cold. Like he's streaky. He's a very streaky player from what I saw.
I think Diebler's seeing the same thing I'm seeing right now, is that, you know, how much length wins in college basketball nowadays with how much more athletic some guys are getting. It used to be you didn't want to go too much for length because guys didn't have the athleticism. But, man, if you throw Bradshaw out there 7'1" with a 6'6" Townsend and a 6'10" Pryor, and Michi and Bruce aren't the longest guys ever. But, I mean, if you have those as your 3, 4, 5, like, that'd be pretty good thing to see.
Well, we typically don't talk basketball, but when we do, we've got JR with us to keep us straight. So hit the like button, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Thank you, Eric Osbeck, for subscribing to the channel tonight. We really do appreciate that. In a month, your T-shirt will be in the mail. Go over to the OHIOPodcast.com website, the OhioPodcast.com website. Check out the store. $45 for these bad boys. They are awesome, man. And if you're a member, get free shipping. It's that simple. So go join, go be a member. Go get that. Tell Chris, hey, I need free shipping. I'm a member. Is there a place to check out for them to let you know that, Chris?
I'm working on that right now. All I can do is
I'll get you a list.
You that there's a member, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you a list just in case. I got some other news before we leave. Ohio State won the conference tournament in volleyball.
Yep.
And Kyle Snyder's going back to the Olympics. Representing nice. The Buck. Yep, Kyle Snyder's he won the heavyweight trials, and then the guy who won the national championship for us, he actually finished I think third overall, and he's got more eligibility left, so he'll be coming back next year.
Wow.
For the Buckeyes as well. So some good stuff happening there. The baseball team lost the series in Ann Arbor, unfortunately. They dropped.
But they beat them 16-1 that one.
Yeah, if they would have just like counted up all the points, they would have won, right? And then men's tennis won their 18th straight Big Ten title this weekend. Dynasty. 18 straight. Apparently, we are a tennis school, and a fencing school, and a shooting school, pistol school.
Yep, pistol school.
This is everything Gene Smith wanted.
Right? And then, thank you.
No, the good thing is we're not too bad at football either.
Thank you, Fisherman. Jesse Mendez. That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah. Baseball's not good. Like, here's the thing, though, man. Like, if you watch – I've been watching a lot more college baseball this year than I have in the past. I used to play baseball. I loved it, man. So the baseball in the South is just at a whole nother level than it is in the Big Ten. They can play it year-round. The players are just – they're bigger, stronger, faster. It's like watching Ohio State Big Ten football and then going and watching, like, Division I AA football. You're just like, okay, there's a significant difference. Like, we are the Youngstown State when it comes to baseball here in college. And so it's bad. It's bad. In comparison. So
it's like watching Michigan play in Appalachia. So, wait a minute. That's probably a bad example.
It is. Yes. Oh my gosh. Is this true? Fisherman, I have to look this up. If this is true. Tennis is 188-2 in the
last. That's like Goldberg.
What? Holy smokes. That is a dynasty. I hope those kids have some NIL, man. That's great. In the Big Ten, he clarified, they're 188-2 in Big Ten games in 18 years. Wow. Okay. We are a tennis school. We will be back Thursday for our call-in show, so make sure you come back to the call. Our call-in shows have been awesome, man. They've been so much fun. Really loving that, enjoying that. So make sure you're back Thursday for that. Anything else, guys, before we head out of here?
We put our house on the market last Monday and we sold it. So we're going to be moving here soon. I'm going to actually have like a home podcasting studio instead of having to come to my work now. So I should be able to do some more stuff. I might be able to come on the call-in show from time to time and stuff like that. So I might have to miss one Sunday night. We'll see if we're moving or something like that. And I don't have the setup ready yet, but yeah, I should be around to do some more stuff if people want that. I don't know. Maybe people don't like me.
Yeah, no, we don't want JR.
We like you. We like you, man. Awesome. We'll see you all Thursday night. Remember, be kind to one another. I.O. Summons OH. Sing Carmen, Ohio with all your heart. Till next time. OH!
I.O.
Go Bucks.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.